Hello and welcome to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton Studio today. I'm Darren Hefty.
And I'm Brian Hefty. Thanks for joining us. Today on the show, we're going to talk a little about drain tile management. We would love to take your phone call as well. If you want to talk about this or anything else going on in your farm, our phone number here is 844-44-AG-PHD. That's 844-442-4743. You can email us, radio@agphd.com, or find us on Twitter, AgPhD Media, Darren Hefty, or Brian Hefty. All right, so as we get started talking about this drain tile thing, Darren, we had a great email that came in just a couple of days ago. So let's go right to the AgPhD mailbag, and then we'll use that to kind of kick off our drain tile talk.
It's the mailbag!
Yeah, it actually came in Friday night, so it's our first chance to address it. This came from Greg in Nebraska, and he said, I hear so much about drain tile, yet the runoff is polluted with nitrogen. Why do you continuously talk about this when it harms the environment? And he goes on to say, real farmers take care of the environment, not letting all that polluted water run off and contaminate water. If you buy a swamp, that doesn't mean you should drain it onto somebody else.
Yeah, and that's exactly, to the, at least the first part of his email, that's exactly why we're talking about drain tile today. Well, part of it anyway, is we want cleaner water. Well, I guess, Greg, I would just encourage you, check out some of the research that's out there. There's a really good study. I'm just trying to think of what the name of that is off the top of my head. I'll pull it up here in just a second. It's a summary of 86 different studies. And this was done quite a few years ago. You know, let's keep in mind, drain tile's been around for centuries. So, in fact, even thousands of years. But there's been a lot of research work done on drain tile here over the last 100 years in the United States and really across the world. So I'm just trying to say you can look at all these things and see, I mean, all this information out there and just see that, hey, drain tile is actually one of the best things I can do for the environment, not one of the worst. That's one of the biggest misconceptions that there is out there is that, oh, we're going to harm the environment with drain tile. No, we're not. Not if we do it right. So what do I mean by doing it right? The big thing is we like drain tile below ground. So you have, let's say, 3, 4, 5 feet of soil between the surface and the tile. When you have that, don't forget that soil is one of the best, if not the best, water filter that's ever been invented. It's a great water filter. It's going to clean that water out. And most of the time when you test water coming out of tile lines, it's drinking water quality. Now, the other thing we don't talk about a lot in agriculture is trying to reduce water runoff off the top of the field. Now, when you think about that for just a second, let's say that I have an untiled field. So if the field is not tiled and I'm full of water, okay, when I get a rain, where does the rain have to run to? Well, obviously, it's going to run off the field, right? When it runs off, what's it going to carry with it? It's going to carry chemical, soil, fertilizer, a whole bunch of things that people downstream do not want. When you look at a lot of these studies that have been done over the years, they find that when drain tile is put in, erosion is reduced 40 to 60%, which means runoff is reduced, which means you're going to have far less for chemical, for fertilizer, for everything going off the field. So I would just tell you, no, I'm going to disagree with you 100% on this, that, hey, drain tile is actually one of the best things you can absolutely do for the environment. So that's a lot of times where I start. And, you know, when I talk to people all the time about tile, I say, look, throwing tile on the ground is a piece of cake. There's nothing much to that. You know, we can talk about tile design in a few minutes. We can talk about how to install tile in a few minutes. It's not that tough. Keep the water running downhill, you're done. Okay, so the big thing is just helping people understand why we need tile as farmers, how it's actually going to help the environment when it's done right. And, and coming back to that doing it right part, we're not big believers in inlets. We just would encourage you, don't have surface inlets. When you have that, now there are things like chemical, fertilizer, soil that can drop down right into that tile line. We don't want that. We want that stuff filtered out. So anyway, the summary that I was talking to you about of 86 studies is called Environmental Benefits of Tile Drainage by Ridgetown College and University of Guelph. Look that up. So just do a search on that. Again, that's Environmental Benefits of Tile Drainage by Ridgetown College and University of Guelph. They've got a summary of 86 different studies that have been done over the last 100 years. It's great, and you're going to find in there that a lot of these things you're worried about environmentally are not true. In fact, putting tile on the ground is one of the best things you can do for the environment.
Well, one of the great things about our university system in the United States is you can get a lot of unbiased research work done, and certainly there are plenty of people in the university
system.
Don't just
say the United States, because University of Guelph was involved in this too. That's up in Canada. There are a lot of great universities around the world.
Absolutely. And I would bet you anything, there's plenty of people at those universities that go into a study like that and have their opinions, and some may not be good about tiles. So I think that's great that they do get to take a look at things and study it over a long period of time. Now, this practice of tiling has been done for hundreds of years, and certainly there's different types of tile that have been used over the years, like the plastic type that we're using now been used that long.
Okay, but let's get specific here on what we're talking about with drain tile. So if you're not super familiar with this, we're putting plastic pipe down below ground. It's going to be perforated. You can use non-perforated tile as well, but to do any drainage, you're going to have those perforations, and the water only runs into the tile when the water table is above the tile line. So you don't get water in just because it rains. You only get water in that tile line when the water table moves above the level of the tile.
And, you know, this plastic tile that Brian's talking about, a lot of it has ended up being made from recycled materials, which I think is pretty cool, too, to have a use for that. But it's the same stuff that you've got around your house that runs into your sump pump. So if you have a house and you have a sump pump, guess what? You've got drain tile around your house, too. And all we're trying to do is take care of excess water so it doesn't just take every rainfall and send it right out the tube. A lot of farmers are concerned. They don't want to give up all their moisture. But what it ends up being is when you've got the water level in the soil past the saturation point, that's when it's going to start pulling water up. All right, we're going to be talking about drain tile management in the fall on today's program. We're also taking your calls and questions at 844-44-AG-PHD. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Why treat your entire field for white mold if only parts of it are affected? Contan soil fungicide sprayed this fall after harvest is the only proactive way to reduce white mold potential for future crops. Locating and spot treating your affected acres with Contans every year and every crop is an affordable and effective control strategy for white mold. Contans fungicide attacks and reduces the sclerotia bodies in the soil that cause the problem. Scout the symptoms and treat the problem this fall with Contans. To find out more, go to sipcamrotam.com.
One thing growers need to succeed is freedom to choose what they put in their fields. That's why FMC Freedom Pass Agronomic Rewards make it easy and economical to pair your favorite seed brand with products proven to protect crops throughout the season. Choosing Authority brand herbicides and other proven FMC products pays more than ever before. Calculate your potential incentive at fmcagus.com/FMC Freedom Pass today. Always read and follow label directions. Authority brand herbicides are not registered for sale or use in California.
Use it here, here, even here. From anywhere with any smart device, access Irrigation Mission Control, Rain Cloud from Rinke. Customize the dashboard to manage data, pivot functions, check soil moisture, and more for better decisions and smarter farming. From here, too. Visit myraincloud.com. That's myreincloud.com.
The Guardian Air Twin Spray Nozzle from Hypro produces a twin spray pattern with air-inducted droplets for superior coverage, even in dense canopies. Be effective and efficient with your spray application this season with the Guardian Air Twin. Hypro, helping you spray better.
Interested in strip tillage? You should know about the Soil Warrior from ETS. With one-pass efficiency, optimized nutrient placement, and reduced production costs for higher profitability, the Soil Warrior brings the future to your farm. Visit SoilWarrior.com to learn more.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton Studio today. We're going to talk about drain tile management in the fall. That's going to be looking over your tile you've already got in the ground. We'll talk about some things that we look for on our farm to make sure it works properly. And also we'll talk about installing some new drainage tile in the ground. And one of the things with installing is you need the right tractor. We've got Mitch Kaiser with us right now with Case IH. Mitch, how are you doing today?
Doing excellent. Thanks for the call, guys.
Yeah, yeah. We wanted to talk a little bit specifically about the Steiger CVX drive, but just in general, when we're looking at putting in drain tile and you're picking out what you're going to pull it, what you're going to pull that tile plow with, what should farmers be concerned about?
Well, I think right now the perfect tractor for that operation is a Steiger CVX drive. It's a variable range transmission, and it puts the power to the ground right when you need it. So as you know, the depth varies on a tile plow depending on the field and the depth and the grade you want to lay the tile, so you can set your speed at a half a mile an hour or down to 3 feet per minute if you need to do so, and it'll give you the exact speed you need to go through the field to lay that tile, and it also gives you full hydraulics, so no other tractor or power shift can do that constantly when you're trying to maintain that grade and that depth pulling the tile so you get the right drainage out of your fields.
Yeah, it really is something unique. I thought it was interesting just having a conversation with some folks and my dad this weekend, and we got talking about that, and dad had mentioned the first tractor that he bought was a different color than red, and he said, they asked him, well, why did you switch to red? And he said, well, they just had some things that nobody else had, and you know, you'll find this with almost anything in agriculture. Somebody's going to come first with a new innovation, and what's the big difference with this, Mitch? What kind of struggles were you running into with previous tractors trying to do drainage tile work?
Well, the big thing, everybody was ramping up on horsepower, trying to pull a tile plow through the field when they really didn't need all that horsepower, but they thought they did because they couldn't match exactly the right speed for the application to get that 3 feet per minute or 5 feet per minute or whatever they needed, depending on the depth of the plow. So we needed a transmission would give it that, give them that range. And also it makes a perfect planting tractor because you can set that speed with our twin throttle design. And if you want to set it for 3 feet per minute or you want to set it for 10 mile an hour for precision planting, you can do that. And you can set the controls and forget it at that point in time. And the tractor will think for itself. Well, you got other things to look at, but managing the tile depth as well as the population of the seed you want to put in the ground.
Yeah, there are a lot of farmers doing their own tile work, and you're right. There's a lot of decisions that they're making as they're heading across the field, a lot of things they're keeping an eye on. And, yeah, not having to worry about the tractor that's pulling it is a pretty nice thing. What are some other things that you've run into, questions that guys have had? I know you've done a lot of touring around the country showing off what this tractor can do. What's the response been?
The response has been phenomenal because what we're seeing is they can't believe the fuel economy when they pull the throttles back and they're doing 1600 RPM and still getting the field speed they need because the transmission is matching the horsepower to the draft load behind the tractor. The other thing we get a lot of is the comfort and the use and ease of controls. Since you have a 40-degree seat swivel, you can see back what's going on with the tractor. And then also the hydraulics are at full flow when they need it, so the tile plow operates faster than it had on previous tractors where they dropped the throttle back trying to maintain that slow ground speed to drop in the tile or lay the tile in the field has been some of the big things customers have given us feedback on.
All right, yeah, the Steiger CVX drive is just a game changer, completely different than the other equipment we've got out there to try and install tile or for your planting tractor. I don't know. There's just not a whole lot more I can say about that. But there's one question I've got, Mitch. Traction always seems to be our issue. When we're putting in tile, a lot of times we're in a little wetter part of the field, and getting good traction is important. What are some tips you'd give farmers if they're putting in tile this fall to get better traction out of the equipment they've got?
Oh, definitely. With the CVX and everything, you want to make sure you got your tire pressure set right for your weight and your tire load. So you want to make sure you're dropping your tire pressure down, whatever the rated load is on the tractor. On some of the Steigers, like the 540 and the 500 with duals on, you can actually get down to 10 to 12 PSI, 12 in the rear and 10 in the front. And by lowering that air pressure, you'll get more traction. But the other benefit is you also get less compaction because you're spreading that tire out, the radial tires now, across more soil profile. And you're getting a better bite, and therefore you're not slipping the tires as much. So that's been a big benefit. And you probably got some comments yourself because you used the Steiger CVX, I believe, last year too as well.
Yep, I believe we will be talking about that throughout the show today. It's getting the equipment set right is really important. It makes the job easier, and you sure run into a lot less trouble. And I really appreciate having you on. Mitch Kaiser with Case IH has been talking about the Steiger CVX drive and just what it takes to get tile in the ground. Thanks a lot, Mitch. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate talking to you, gentlemen. You have a good day.
You too. Got Keith Rower with us right now. He runs dry farm drainage down in Iowa and also farms. Keith, are you getting the farming done, or is the tiling coming first this year?
Oh, it's a race to do both at the same time, bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, that sounds about like any farmer that I know. There's about 10 jobs we got to do, and they all got to get done right now. So we were just talking about getting good traction with Mitch Kaiser with Case IH. What are some of the important things you see to get tile installed properly?
Well, I mean, traction is definitely an issue, and one thing we do to help is we usually have a four-wheel drive tractor in tough situations. We'll add to help assist, because that way either the tile plow or that front tractor is getting traction, and sometimes we just sit there and spin in the mud a little bit. We eventually get through it, and next day or two, it's amazing how that area will suddenly dry up, and you can take pickups across it. Easily,
normally in the fall we aren't quite as wet as we are this year, and everybody says, well, fall is so much better time to install tile than spring is. What are some of the other challenges though that come with this fall installation?
Well, I mean, just the way the harvest is going, we're having to work around what crop gets removed, so you know, it's taking a little bit that way and a little more coordination between farms. But really this fall, normal falls, it's a, you know, much drier time, and we can move quite easily. I'd say really we're almost like working in spring conditions. You know, the spring is typically muddy, and that's what we're seeing in this fall. So
Keith, we've had a few calls from farmers and emails about, man, I'm not getting my tile in. How late can I push into the winter if we start seeing some frost in the ground? Is that kind of a personal preference, or are there some rules of thumb that you use?
Well, for us, typically over 8 inches of frost, the plow is having too difficult of a time to break through. And in fact, I'll have chunks of ice and dirt coming up and actually affecting my grade. So typically over 8 inches of frost for our plow is where we need to call quits, but we'll work with 3, 4, 5 inches of frost, no problem, and quite often that's what we have to do. But and then again, that's where we have to have another tractor for power, because typically the sun will be shining and make a little mud and ice, and it's loss of traction all over again.
You know, when we talk to farmers in different parts of the country, they'll say, oh, man, you guys are by Iowa. Iowa's got every field pattern tiled, and clearly that's not the case. But how are you coming in the state of Iowa? I mean, there's still a lot of fields that don't have any tile, or is it more filling in the tile and narrowing up the spaces?
So I think, you know, pretty much most of the farms around us have tile of some sort, whether it's a single string or a big pattern. But most of our farms are at least tiled to some degree. Typically what I am working with is working around some existing systems. Sometimes we know they're there, sometimes we have no idea, and we just install where as needed. What I've seen and am hearing in the last few years, many of my customers have talked about how this farm has never been an issue here, but now they're experiencing wet areas. And I think based off of what Iowa State is talking about, our flooding period and our heavy rain periods are becoming greater. And so we're seeing areas that aren't, you know, historically a wet problem, but with years like 2018 are now a problem.
Yeah, so we talked about it on our farm, just our drainage coefficient. We may have to change a little bit to handle years like this. Been talking with Keith Rower in Iowa. Good luck this fall, Keith, and thanks for calling in. We'll be right back after this.
What's the quickest way to ruin a nice summer day? Seeing glyphosate-resistant volunteer corn get past your defenses and show up in your fields. It's more than a nuisance, and it'll cause yield loss if you don't take care of it soon. So how do you cover the gap between glyphosate and a resistant weed like volunteer corn? With the fast-acting post-emergence control of SelectMax herbicide with Inside technology. SelectMax has a unique formulation that delivers powerful performance and excellent crop safety. It's the fastest clethodim product in the market, so you can fight back against volunteer corn immediately. No matter what weed threat you're facing, the best solution is a diversified management program to cover the gap and stop resistant weeds. Valent USA Corporation has several fast-acting, broad-spectrum post-emergence control solutions, including SelectMax, Cobra Herbicide, and Resource Herbicide. Talk with your retailer today to find out which one is right for your field, and visit valent.com/coverthegap for more information. Always read and follow label instructions.
On Ag PhD, we've been talking about agronomy for nearly 20 years now. The number one question besides agronomy we get each week is for help on grain marketing. That's why we've created Grain PhD. No, we're not able to tell you exactly when to hit the high in the market, but we will give you the education you need to feel just as knowledgeable about your grain decisions as you do your agronomy ones. Grain PhD is the best place to go for all your risk management and cash marketing needs. Just go to grainphd.com or call 844-GRAIN-01.
How do corn growers get in the zone? With Corvus, the number one pre-emergence corn herbicide. Corvus is the only corn herbicide that delivers three levels of defense against broadleaf weeds and grasses, including resistant weeds. Burn down takes out early weeds, residual prevents new weeds, and reactivation with rain gets late weeds. Want to keep it weed-free all season? Welcome to the Corvus Zone. Corvus, the number one pre-emergence corn herbicide. From Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
Sometimes everything is stacked against you. The unexpected happens. You need to change your plans, and quick. That's when it's great to have a team that allows you to do whatever is necessary to win. AgriLiquid has the products you need anytime, anywhere your crop would benefit from added nutrition. When nothing is certain except your need to feed your crop fast, you need your A-team. Find a nutrient coach near you. Visit AgriLiquid.com.
Farmers value their independence. So does FMC. We understand the freedom to choose the best products for your fields is key to your operation's success. With the exclusive agronomic and economic incentives of the new FMC Freedom Pass program, you're free to choose your favorite seed and protect your crops all season long with proven FMC products. To learn more, visit fmcagus.com/FMC Freedom Pass or contact your authorized retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton Studio today. We're talking about drain tile management in the fall, and we've talked about installing new tile, but I want to get some observations on existing tile and also finding some of those trouble spots out there. We've got Ben Johnson with us right now. He's with Farmer's Edge. Ben, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. I know this year on our own farm with our own satellite imagery, we could see some spots out in the field where the tile lines were. Amazing, wasn't it? I mean, we had record rainfall right over those tile lines. Our crop looks so much better. I bet you're talking to farmers all over that are saying, wow, this is really standing out. What do we do about this?
Right. Well, the nice thing is with imagery, you can see exactly, you know, where your crop was doing fantastic and where the crop was struggling. And, hey, guess what? You can direct the tile man exactly where he needs to go this fall.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the other thing, you know, you always talk about setting up zones and targeting where you're going to scout and targeting where you're doing things in the field. You just get so much better return on investment doing it that way. And tile, I'm sure, is one of those things you're getting for farmers as questions.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, with tile and seeing exactly where you're going to place it, I mean, you think about like what you invest in tile and how long it lasts. I mean, it's just such a nominal investment to, you know, get that imagery to place it correctly. It's just kind of a no-brainer, especially with how quickly tile pays for itself.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, when you look at return on investment, how are you tracking performance? And for farmers, they may say, well, you know, my yield monitor, but your yield monitor and your combine may not be just heading right over the tile line. You may get a little bit over the tile line and then some that's off and the same thing on the other side and not really see. It kind of averages out a little bit and dulls what you see for differences. But when you start looking at imagery and when you start managing that digitally, you can really see some big differences.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
So I guess, Ben, what are you getting for questions from farmers right now, and what are they noticing as yields are coming in, and especially in some of these tough areas, we're seeing some big-time variances within the field?
Right. Well, in particular, I'm hearing a lot of growers getting getting stuck out in the field thinking that they're good to go, and they do bury the combine. So, I mean, it does kind of, you know, as they're sitting there with their combine stuck and needing harvest to move on, I mean, it just kind of begs the question, like, hey, what is your tile situation? So, you know, when you get done with harvest, it'd be good to go review your images from earlier this summer and see, you know, find those areas that were more challenging and think, you know, am I adequately tiled in those areas?
And that might be your next update to the Farmer's Edge software is a stuck equipment prediction tool. So you can just tell us ahead. You can circle some areas and just say, just stay out of that area of the field and you'll avoid the problems.
Right. I'm sure we could run some reports off of the can plugs if a machine is sitting in an area for a certain amount of time.
You know, it's just been something this year, right from the start of the year in a lot of areas of the country. And the guys that were too wet, for the most part, stayed too wet the whole way through. And it got to be a challenge. But it is gonna really help us highlight those spots where we need to get tiling work done. We were just talking with Keith Rower here just a little bit ago. He does some custom drainage work down in Iowa. And he said it's been a challenge because farmers are only getting into parts of these fields. Well, the part they're not getting into is where he needs to do the tile work.
Right. Yeah. So that's a real tough situation. So, but once again, once they are able to get into that area, if they just look at some imagery, you know, the appropriate imagery from an appropriate time of the year, I mean, they'll pretty much know where to go.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. I was talking to someone in the tile business a couple days ago, and he said that what he would do is he would fly. There was like a 3-day window where he could fly a drone over a cornfield, and where it was tasseling. Or he could see it tassel just a couple days sooner where the tile was versus where there wasn't tile. So from there, he could figure out where he needed to put the tile. And I think with imagery, you could do it so much easier. You don't have to take a drone out. You don't have to use that time. And it probably costs you a lot less when you figure everything you have it into a drone.
I know farmers, too, that have said, I don't have my tile lines mapped. They got put in years ago before all the GPS, right. And it's sure a good way to pick out exactly where tile lines are at if you've got some repair work to do and those types of things, too. Hey, I've been talking with Ben Johnson with Farmer's Edge. Ben, thank you so much. I know you're super busy this time of year, but thanks for the call today. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
We've got Noah Nelson with us right now with Nelson Ag Drainage in western Minnesota. Noah, how are you doing today?
Not so bad. About yourself?
Pretty good. How's it going up in your area? I know I've heard that you aren't quite as wet as we are here, but it's not a picnic up there either.
Yeah, we're not doing too bad here, actually. We, considering how this year's went, we're wet, but we've had some decent drying weather here the last few days, and it sure helped a lot.
You bet. Well, I know you farm too. How's the harvest going for your farm?
Not too bad. We actually were one of the fortunate ones. We got our beans out, or completely done with our beans. We got a couple wet spots left, but other than that, as far as whole fields, we're done. But well, now we're probably about a fourth done with corn, so we're rolling right along. So
now it comes to the tiling, and we're getting a lot of calls about this year, guys. Obviously, in a wet year, are a lot more concerned, and it sure makes those areas that had insufficient tiling stand out to them. How's that going? Are farmers getting fields opened up in your areas that you're able to get some tiling work done to now?
Yeah, it's been doing some surveying and stuff, and it's really hit or miss. You got some guys that they got going early and got through it, and you got some guys that they just, you know, they're just sitting and waiting. And yeah, it's so much variable here with some guys got some tile and some guys have none, and so it's pretty tough. I know one guy I had talked to, he had said that we've possibly got some rain coming here Thursday, and he said, I do not need any more. I got to get my beans out. So
yes. All right. So talking about management of tile in the fall, what are some of the common things you see in your area that you end up having to repair for guys? Things that they did wrong or didn't handle right that we should be watching out for and doing some annual maintenance on?
You know, the biggest things is your inlets and outlets. Inlets, I'm guilty of it. Every once in a while, you forget where they are, and you run over a cover or something, and you ding it up, and or else it'll you hook it with a chisel plow or something, and then you know you get leaves and you get dirt and a whole bunch of stuff down into that inlet, and then you have trouble with plugging. And then as far as outlet goes, you know, if you don't have rodent guards on, you might get a coon or something crawls up in your outlet and can't get back out and dies, and then you got a plugged up tile line. So I just, you know, I try to make a habit of going around on our own farm, going around checking inlets and outlets every fall and just making sure that we got rodent guards on everything, bar guards on all the inlets, and you know, as far as that goes, it as long as you do that, you usually don't have any troubles. So
yeah, a little bit of prevention is certainly worth it, because some of those problems can take a little while to fix and even to find. One other problem that we've heard a lot of in Minnesota, guys have said our pattern tile spacing that our dads did or our grandpas did was just too wide, and we're hearing a lot of guys going in and putting in tile lines in between. Are you narrowing up spacings right now, and if so, what are some common spacings, and did you see some differences this year?
Yeah, we've done a lot of narrowing up. You know, there's a lot of 100-120 foot spacings. You know, we try to get to 60 or less. It's just some guys don't care. They just want, you know, they don't want it done right at this point. And, you know, we got ground that goes as low as 40 feet. And it's just, so there's a lot of variance as far as that goes, you know. And up here there's the guys that they want pattern tile, and then there's guys just want random tiling done still. And so
it comes, you know, back to the budget is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And it's exactly what it's all about right now. It's these commodity prices. It's just,
yeah, it gets,
you know, some guys they just want it done right, and other guys they just want enough to get by. So
well, Noah, good luck here, and stay safe as you get that tile put in this fall. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What makes Phytogen brand varieties flat out better in West Texas? We ask growers like Lance Williams how Phytogen is helping his cotton farm thrive.
We grow cotton in the Texas Panhandle for limited water use. It's a good fit for us with the rotation to corn and dry land. It's the best money-making crop we've got. Phytogen has allowed us to expand our cotton acres and grow because of new herbicide tolerances, and we are able to grow more cotton efficiently and effectively. Phytogen seed has taken us to the next level with fiber quality. We've seen loan values that we've never seen before with it, and our yields are good as well. Phytogen varieties have early season vigor like no other. They will come up in cool, wet soils and also have great storm tolerance in the fall. Bottom line, we make more money with Phytogen seed. That's how it's flat out better for us.
Lance Williams is thriving, and with Phytogen brand varieties, so can you. And now Enlist Duo Herbicide is registered for use on Phytogen cottonseed with the Enlist cotton trait. Visit Phytogen.com to find your local Phytogen representative and learn more.
With Preaxor Xemium brand fungicide in your soybeans, it's hard to know which comes first, disease control or plant health. Preaxor fungicide is proven to deliver both with consistent performance, so your soybean crops get plant health benefits like growth efficiency and stress tolerance, plus longer-lasting disease protection, all contributing to maximum yield potential. Grow smart with BASF and Preaxor fungicide. Talk to your retailer today. BASF, we create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
Grow your incentives, not weeds. Earn an additional $6 per acre in cash back when you apply Xtendimax herbicide with Vapor Grip technology on your Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans, along with endorsed herbicides from Roundup Ready Plus Crop Management Solutions. Visit growyourincentives.com to see your total incentives opportunity. Xtendimax is a restricted use pesticide. Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM where applicable. Grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific requirements in your state.
Farmers know that decisions can have a big impact on profit. What if you could make proactive decisions on your farm every day? With Farmer's Edge, now you can. Get daily high-resolution images of your fields powered by the largest private constellation of satellites in the world. Detect problems before they start. Monitor your farm like never before. Discover the potential of proactive farming. Farmer's Edge, launching decision agriculture into a new era.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better, and thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so you can tack on a weekend on either end, or both, for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton Studio today, talking a little about drain tile management in the fall.
Hey, before we do, I just was listening to that last ad, and it's wrong, Darren. They've got last year's ad playing for some reason.
Well, it was fun. It was a fun event.
it was fun out in Anaheim, but this year is in Orlando. Should be equally as fun. It's not on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, though. I think they're back to a Thursday through Saturday, if I remember right. But anyway, Commodity Classic, tremendous event. Darren and I will be speaking down there again this year. Okay, so we're talking tile today, and I guess I got a few things here. First of all, let's finish up on, we were talking earlier in the show about how tile is great for the environment, and the big things that I talk to people about are, number one, tiling reduces erosion. And again, look at the studies that have been done out there. On average, what you're going to find is tile reduces erosion by about 40 to 60%. It's the number one erosion reducer behind no-till. So yes, if you can reduce tillage, that's the first thing that's going to reduce erosion. Tile's number two. Okay, the next thing is tiling reduces flooding. If you think about this for just a second, I'll just give you an example off our own farm. Where we have the most drainage on our farm, we have it set up for a half-inch drainage coefficient so we can get rid of half an inch per acre per day. That's the most that we have on our farm. Anyway, if I get, let's say, a 4-inch rain, how many days would it take to get rid of 4 inches of rain if I can only get rid of a half inch per day? Well, that's going to take 8 days. But if I do that over the course of 8 days, or really once we get down there, it actually ends up taking a lot longer than that. But the point is, if now I can lower the water table, I have capacity to hold water. So now if I get rain, I can hold that water and instead of it having to run off, and that's why you see a reduction in flooding. Here again, studies are showing 15 to 30% reduction in flooding. So that's a big deal. Next thing, tile improves downstream water quality. And again, as long as you're not using intakes or inlets, phosphorus and turbidity are dramatically reduced. Nitrates could increase slightly, but they don't usually increase much if proper nitrogen management techniques are used. So that's probably the number one thing that I would tell you. When you have tile in the ground, people get worried about nitrogen. Now, you're going to have less nitrogen leaving the field because you're not going to have all the runoff you used to. But could nitrates increase a little bit? Yeah, it's possible. So you have to be careful. You need to really look at your soil, look at the yield you've got. I'll just give you an example off our farm. So South Dakota State University put in a bioreactor a few years ago. What that is wood chips in one of our fields. Basically, we dug out some ground where tile was running, filled it in with wood chips. So then the tile would run into this basically wood chip bank, and then it would flow out of there back into a tile line. So, and this is right at our Ag PhD Field Day site where we're going for high yield. Our really high yield first hips plots this year, the corn averaged around 300, the beans averaged about 100. So, I mean, just tremendous yield. Well, think about the nutrients we have to put on to get there. So a lot of people say, oh my gosh, you guys are putting on 300 pounds of nitrogen. You're going to have all kinds of nitrogen leaving the soil. No, we're not. Not if we time it right. And if we've got crop that's actually going to use it. So I would just encourage you, do the right things with nitrogen applications, and you're going to have a lot less leaving the field. And selfishly, for us as farmers, we don't want our money leaving the field anyway. So whenever people want to tell me, oh yeah, tile, it's bad for the environment and stuff, I go, how? I'm not stupid. I don't want to just say, you know what, let's just throw 20 extra pounds of nitrogen or 20 extra dollars worth of nitrogen out there that I know my soil can't hold just for fun. Come on, we're not doing that. The other big things that I talk about are Tile improves roads. If you look at a lot of new interstate highways that are put in each year, they have tile lines running right alongside the highways. Why? Because they don't want water seeping underneath the road. They're not dumb. They realize that, you know what, farmers and big trucks aren't the number one problem on roads today in terms of, you know, having damage to the road. The number one problem for roads has always been water, and it will remain that way. So we've got to manage the water in and around our road systems, and then we spend so much less in terms of road repairs. And then finally, tiling helps farmers maximize production on current farmland, meaning non-crop land can be kept for other uses such as hunting and recreation. Let's face it, our world continues to explode in population. We will have more food produced. The world requires it. So we have two choices. Either provide more food on the ground we already have, or some ground's going to come out. You know, some of this current hunting and recreation ground, that's going to go to crops because people want to eat. That's the first thing they want. They want to eat. So we've got to provide the food for them. So we'll talk more about tile here in just a little bit. We want to get to the phone lines. We've got Jim calling from New York. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. We hear you want to talk a little about tile.
Yeah, on our farm, we started seeing the benefit of tile once we saw yield monitors, and we were that person that used to put it down through the wet spot in the field. Well, the wet spot became the best spot.
Yep.
And now, for about the last 6 or 7 years, we bought our own tile plow, a crack plow, put it on a John Deere bulldozer, and we've been putting in about 1,200,000 feet of tile a year on our farm.
Yep.
And going 30-foot centers.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wet spots in western New York here, we're going 15 feet.
Yeah.
And yield advantage is, last year we had a really wet year, and we were averaging 210 on a tile field, a field right next door that we didn't tile because of the excess water on it was 160 bushel,
yeah.
So 50 to 60 bushel better.
That pays a lot of bills.
It pays a lot of bills. We figure payback on our doing it ourselves on our system is 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
So it's definitely pays, and it pays in short order. You know, you talk about guys talking about low commodity prices and stuff like that, but when you can pick up 40 or 50 bushel yield advantage, it doesn't take long to pay for that.
Yep, I'm with you. We've got one field where we've got documented 100 bushel gain. I mean, granted, it was our worst field for years and years and years. I mean, decades. And we gained 100 bushels, and we've gained almost 40 bushels on soybeans. Well, I mean, we spent a lot of money to put it in, but when we can do most of the work ourselves, I'm with you. I just don't see how you wouldn't want to do that. It's really good. Now, let me ask you real quick about your soil. You must have really heavy soil to want to put the tile that close together.
No, and it's our soil varies. I mean, we have sandy loam and deep sandy loam, and then we have clay.
Sure.
Well, even on the sand, we're going 30 feet just to get the water off faster.
Yep.
And, you know, our goal is, you know, 30 inches deep so that we don't take the water from the subsurface. But
right.
I don't know, we started out at 50 feet, then we went to 40, and now we're at 30 feet. So
yeah, and you just said there, only being 30 inches deep, that's not much. See, a lot of people talk about going down 4 feet, 5 feet, especially like for us, we're in South Dakota, we're much drier than Minnesota. Minnesota, a lot of those tile lines were deeper. Well, when you do that, now you've lowered the water table quite a bit, and you don't have to have tile quite as close together, but again, you've lowered the water table more. So to your point, by having the close spacings, you've got capacity to hold water when it rains, but your water table, you're never pushing that down super far, so in a dry year, you're probably in better shape.
No, absolutely. We were in a severe drought this year, and the yield, some of the yields we're getting, we're totally surprised by. But because of our tile, it was snowing the 1st of May, and we were planting 2 days later because the soil was dry.
Yeah.
We're, you know, you're just waiting for some, and even, it was even cold. Everybody's wondering why we're like you guys. It doesn't, the snow melts, and then you start planting, like, the day after.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. Well, hey, Jim, thanks for the call. Glad to hear it's going so well on your farm.
All right, be good.
Yep, you too. Well, today our topic is drain tile management. Again, if you'd like to call into the show like Jim did, our phone number here is 844-44-AG-PHD. That's 844-442-4743. You can email us radio@agphd.com or send us a note on Twitter, AgPhD Media, Darren Hefty or Brian Hefty. Right after this break, we're going to talk just a little bit more about tile, then we'll get into your questions in the Ag PhD mailbag. I'm always super excited talking about this topic because it has changed our farm. So we'll discuss that a little bit more right after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio.
Are there nutrients trapped in your soil? Unlock them with Tag Team LCOXC Liquid Soybean, a biological seed treatment that can help improve nutrient access with three powerful technologies: a nitrogen-fixing rhizobia, the LCO molecule, and a microbe that releases bound phosphate. Together, they help unlock nutrients that support root and shoot growth. Learn more at MonsantoBioAg.com/unlock.
Looking to build your next farm structure, hobby building, garage, or even a home? No matter the building style, you'll want to partner with Morton to build it. With more than 110 years experience, Morton Buildings provides the experience and quality you need in your new structure. And now, build your Morton for less during Morton's annual sales event. Hurry! These promotional prices end February 28th. Check us out online at MortonBuildings.com to learn more. Morton Buildings. For work, for life, for generations.
You know a winning season starts with a solid game plan. You know that you need the talent and the strategy to take your team all the way to the championship. AgriLiquid's team has had those strengths and more for 30 years. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. Our flavanol polymer technology takes our game to the next level. So contact us at agriliquid.com. We'll help you develop your game plan for your championship season.
Farmers know that decisions can have a big impact on profit. What if you could make proactive decisions on your farm every day? With Farmer's Edge, now you can. Get daily high-resolution images of your fields powered by the largest private constellation of satellites in the world. Detect problems before they start. Monitor your farm like never before. Discover the potential of proactive farming. Farmer's Edge, launching decision agriculture into a new era.
Few products work with you as well as Impact Herbicide. It's the standard in corn safety, and Impact delivers the power you want and the results you need. That's why Impact is the only post-emergence partner in the Roundup Ready Plus Corn Incentive Program. It's the choice solution with Roundup WeatherMax or PowerMax herbicide for outstanding control of the new super weeds, resistant species of water hemp, Palmer amaranth, Mayorsdale, Kochia, and so much more. Ask your AmVac sales rep about the herbicide that works with you and for you. Impact. Always read and follow label directions.
What if you couldn't hear 70% of this commercial? You'd miss a saying that would understand talking about, which frustrating, to say the least. The same thing can happen to the nitrogen in the soil, where up to 70% of nitrogen loss occurs. Instinct and NSERF maximize your nitrogen application, so your corn will give you the max in return. Get the whole story at maxinmaxout.com.
Welcome back to Ag PhD Radio. Just wrapping up our talk on tiling. In the last segment, we were just discussing the economic benefits of this thing. And, you know, I want to go back to Darren, the email that we opened the show with, and that was talking about draining a swamp. Well, I'll give you the example of our own farm. There wasn't a single crop acre that we have ever taken prevented plant on. But we had so many where we had to go replant. We had to go plant later. It was very frustrating getting stuck all the time. So it's crop ground. It's not swamp. But we put that tile in there. Yields go up dramatically. We reduce salts. We can reduce pH. I mean, there are just so many benefits to tile. And one of the things that Jim just said from New York, that, hey, our ground is drier in the spring. Well, it's going to warm up much more quickly so we can get out there, which means then, too, if it's warmer and drier, we're going to have less compaction there. So the long term is a lot better for the soil as well. we talk all the time about, we want healthy soils. We want beneficial microbes. We want higher organic matter levels. Well, all those things are much more possible if you have good drainage out there. And it's not just tile. You might have to look at calcium levels and you know, obviously other nutrients in your soil and things like that. Calcium, by the way, is a big molecule. And so if you have a bunch of calcium in your soil, you usually have better soil porosity and more air getting down deeper into the soil, which is beneficial for microbes and for plant roots. But anyway, with this tile thing, I was saying right before this last break, it's changed our farm. It's made farming fun again. We can farm every acre straight through every year, and we're getting dramatically higher yields. So we can farm our acres more quickly without getting stuck. The long-term benefit is so much better, and you just see it. Everything is just better and easier, and everything we spend money on the farm, like the fertility side, it pays off better. So the whole reason why we have to have good drainage, don't ever forget, it's because ideal soil composition, they say, and this is going back to Agronomy 101, it's about 50% dirt, 25% water, 25% air. If you have too much water, that means the air percentage goes down and it kills. That excess water kills soil microbes, stunts plants, stunts roots. It leads to significantly lower yields. The whole reason why is no oxygen. You have to have good oxygen levels in the soil, and with tile, you're able to do that. So the big thing that I would tell you is, before you get started tiling, you have to learn how it is great for the environment. And it's sad that we have to do this, but we have to be impassioned spokespeople for helping the environment, because a lot of non-farmers, and even unfortunately a lot of farmers, don't realize what tile does, that that's one of the best things you can possibly do for the environment if you do it right. All right, let's, Darren, you have anything else with tiling?
Nope, let's get to the Ag PhD mailbag.
Go ahead,
Darren. Oh, we're already in the mailbag. That's right. We did music right up to start the show. That's a little crazy. Okay, first question. This is from Andy, and he said, I got a question about, should I broadcast? Should I use granular? Should I use liquid? Lots of questions here. We've got some ground that was turf ground, and he said a lot of the topsoil got removed as they harvested the turf off that farm. He said what's left is a heavy clay with a CEC that averages 42 and an average pH of 7.4.
Okay, so at a 42 CEC, we're not that worried about leaching. What we are worried about is denitrification. So if you overdo your nitrogen and it sits there and the ground is wet, you're going to lose that nitrogen.
So he said NP and K are low and the base saturation K is 1.7%. Otherwise, the base saturation percentages look pretty good. What would you do to try and correct the deficiencies? Would you be broadcasting fertilizer? Would you use liquid with the plant, or what would you be doing?
Both. I would do both. You need a build program, which is your broadcast thing. That's a 10, 20-year payback. If you're going to do some banding with the planter, that's great because you can get uptake right away, and you need that because you're really low. So I'd absolutely be doing both. The other thing is, if I could get my hands on some manure and or compost, that would be awesome as well, because all that great stuff that you had in your soil, you sold it off, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can build it back. But if you could get compost and or manure, you're going to build it back a lot faster.
All right. Thanks for the question, Andy. We appreciate that. I got one from Adam, and he said, we're considering upgrading our spray rig to a high clearance machine with the ability of doing wide drop, side drop, side dress applications. We've got some rented fields with low base saturation K, around 2.5%, and some heavy northern Iowa dirt. Can we mix some liquid K in with our 32% in a side dress? And would that be a way to get the added K out there without spending a huge amount of money building up rented ground?
All right. Yes, you can do that. The problem is K doesn't move very well down in the soil. So some guys have done that with success. I'm not a real huge believer in it, but you could certainly give that a try. I tried on a small scale, see if it works on a few acres before you go spending all kinds of money. Also, I'd be banding some with the planter, some with, let's say, if you wanted to use a strip till machine or any type of banding with your potassium, that would be good because you are so low. Now, if I own the ground, what I would probably do is all the above, all the things I just mentioned, and I would be working on a broadcast program to keep adding more potassium out there. You know, this is one of the things too, Darren. I was just looking at this the other day. A lot of people get all worried about costs. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I do too. I'm looking at costs on the farm. But sometimes you know, we say, oh, the cost is terrible without even looking at it. So if I go to, let's say I wanted to do a broadcast, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying don't band and don't use some Liquid K. Those things are great. But I am saying, you know, if we're looking at the next 20 years, let's say you own the ground and you really want to get that base saturation K level up in your whole field, you can do it. OO60 right now, I just looked at this for our farm the other day, we're talking about 30 cents. Okay, and what I usually tell guys is, well, let's look at some kind of build program. And a lot of times, you know, we're talking lower yields. So if a guy really needs a build, he's on some kind of on a little bit lower yield now. So let's just say, for example, I was on 150 bushel corn. Okay, I'm going to the AgPhD fertilizer removal app, and I know this answer is getting long, but I was looking at this the other day, and I thought, yes, this is kind of interesting. If I look at 150 bushel corn, do you know what 150 bushel corn takes for grain removal only? Just the grain, what leaves the field with the grain, 38 pounds. That's it. It's 38 pounds. Okay, so even if I wanted to double that, so I'm on a real good build program doubling that, I only applied 76 pounds of actual. 76 pounds of actual K, and it's 30 cents. So what did I spend there? Well, let's just say that I put on the additional. So, so let's say it's 30 cents times 38 pounds. Let's see. So I've got $11.40. So that's what my crop needs, just grain removal. So all I'm saying is put an extra $10, $15 out. You do that for the next 20 years in a row, or let's say next 10 years in a row even, and you'll go from your 2.5 probably to 6%. So you'd be on a good build program for 10 bucks a year. You know, maybe in your area, if you're raising 200, 220, you got to go a little more than that, but still. It's not a lot of dollars in some cases. Just start looking at these things on a dollars and cents perspective. Maybe the cost isn't so bad even with today's commodity prices.
All right. Thanks for the question. Got another one here. This one's from Andrew. And he said, get a question around nitrogen application in the fall. Looking at some data out of Penn State, they showed how beneficial banding nutrients was versus broadcasting.
Yep.
In the past, we've talked a lot about anhydrous ammonia being okay in the fall, but 28% in urea, probably not.
Correct.
What if you did it in a band instead?
Still, I wouldn't do it.
All right.
Nope.
All right.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Wait till spring.
Yeah. Thanks for the question, Andrew. Really appreciate that.
Too much risk for loss with that.
Okay. Got one here that came in off our YouTube channel. He said, if I apply a larger particle of lime, will tillage break it up over time, similar in concept to delayed response nitrogen?
Well, over time, yeah, it will probably come available, but it might take 10 years depending on where you're at in the country, how much rain you get, how much heat you get, all those kind of things. So you can do it. But if it's me, I would spend the money on a better, more fine
finer line. A finer particle is definitely worth more money. There's no doubt about that. And then same person, second question. Our yield historically, when it goes up in our wheat, our protein goes down.
Yep.
Listening to your show, it sounds like I'm probably shorting nitrogen. Anything else I should be looking for?
That's the number one thing by far and away. Have good nitrogen levels late in the season.
Yeah, and then look at some of the other nutrients as well. Nutrients like sulfur will play a big part in this as well.
Yeah, so nitrogen efficiency, absolutely. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, so you want to pay attention. And, you know, if your area had more rainfall, that could be something. But a lot of times it's just strictly that you had lots of yield, that it used up more of that nitrogen. You didn't have enough available late in the year to build the protein. Hey, thanks for those questions. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate all the questions that we got today. We got a ton of them. In fact, we got a few that we didn't get to, so we'll try and get to those coming up later on this week. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us again each weekday for more Ag PhD Radio. Stay tuned now for Shark Farmer Radio.